Hi, Big Fatty. This is Vera Charles. That's conscience. I have to be quiet because Vera and Gooch stepped out of the motorhome for a minute. So I wanted to call and say Happy Mother's Day because I really like your show, but I can't tell Vera that because she gets all red in her face and she starts breathing really hard if I mention your name. So I can't say anything to wait. I hear him coming back. I have to go, Big Fatty. Happy Mother's Day. Bye. Happy Mother's Day.
What are you doing?
Nothing. I'm not doing anything.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
He starts breathing really hard if I mention your name.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3338 of the BFO for Monday the 23rd of November 2020, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my weekend and who knows what else. Big Fanny, nothing probably. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, your red eyes. Big Fatty, you sure it's not the red ass? No, it's the red eye. Y'all, I don't know what happened, but I guess it started like it was either Thursday evening or Friday. Y'all, I was getting a little irritation on the outside of my left eye. It felt like there was an eyelash in my eye. You know, I flushed it out and all like that. You know, it wasn't bad or anything. But anyway, over the weekend, sometimes, I mean, it doesn't hurt. It's just, it's an irritant is what it is. Big Fatty, much like the little show. Yes. And so now my lower eyelid. And y'all, it's not pink eye, I don't think, because pink eye hurts. It feels like there's a stick in your eye, and plus my eye's not pink. And I hadn't done anything to get pink eye. Now the lower lid is tender. Yeah, tender, and red, and so I've got to call the doctor. Gotta call the doctor today and see if he can take a look at it. And so, and y'all, and my ice maker's getting fixed today. Big Fatty, that ice maker's been a stick in the eye. Anyways, giving you the red ass for sure.
Yeah, I said, y'all, by the way, I just realized that my microhoist wasn't plugged in. And y'all, I just recorded the little Fatty Cast, and I'm just talking into my microhoist, and it ain't working. But I guess it went through the regular computer microhoist or something. I don't know. Poor Big Fatty. Y'all, don't forget, Tuesday, the 24th is your last chance to get in on the COVID content contest. I don't know, y'all. It was the strangest name that Miss Bacon's putting on. Y'all gotta get it in by 5 p.m. Eastern. Tuesday, and then Miss Bacon and I will announce the winner on the Wednesday little show, which just happens to be 1 month before Crema. Patty. Y'all, all you got to do, send me an e-letter or a voice letter telling what you, what you've been doing, why you've been... Oh, it's the quarantine. It's the quarantine contest. Anyway, while you've been in quarantine or while you were preparing to go back into quarantine or whatever, and y'all will put you in the spreadsheet. Oh, yes, Big Penny. Old Cricket Hat loves a spreadsheet. There's one entry per week of the contest, and this is the last 2 days of it, so one entry if you hadn't entered already this week. And y'all, then on Thanksgiving Day, I'm going to play the voice letters and read the e-letters that have come in, and that'll give us content for Thanksgiving. So y'all get it in, Big Fatty. Just stuff it in there like you're stuffing a turkey or going to a horror. Never mind. Thank you for calling. See, y'all, we're getting near the end of the census here. Only about 20 more. Y'all, today's is from my northeast straight daddy, Dan. He lives in the only time zone that matters. He's a listener. Been listening for 3 years, 4 years. His favorite segment is the coupon. what would he change? On the BFO, he would like to be an in-person guest anytime. Anytime, Dan, come on down to the villa. It's all decorated for Crema. He's called the voice letter number, never been to a Pride 48, and has never utilized a special chair. Big Fatty, I find that surprising. And the last time he sharted himself, he says those details are not available. Big Fatty probably put little Logan to shame when he sharts himself. See, y'all, last time I talked to you was Thursday when I recorded the little show. We had a partial Fatty Friday at Fatty's. Durwood and young Nicholas were here, and Granny had to go to the emergency room. Big Fatty, do we need to play we probably should. Yeah, I see y'all. It wasn't the emergency room. It was the doc in a box, and he had bought something on the inner tubes. It's a cheap version of the Just for Man beard colorer. And he put it on, and his whole face, y'all, it looked like he had, or where the beard coloring was, he looked like he had eaten a cherry pie, and a cherry pie, and so I don't know if they gave him some salve or what, but anyway, y'all, I'm happy to report that Granny's. Granny is just fine, and his coloration it'll wash out in a couple of days. Big Fatty, and y'all, you couldn't even just pay $8 for the regular Just for Men. Big Fatty, that burns his face too. Well, his face burns us as well. So anyway, he didn't join us for right evening. Y'all, we had, what did we have? Oh, we had chicken tenders from the Zaxby's, and French fried potatoes, And just y'all, just it was a lovely evening. Had some cocktails, and then on Saturday, y'all, there was I had too many cocktails. Okay, and at some point during the evening, Durwood was in my bathroom, and the sliding glass door on the shower got knocked off the track. So young Nicholas says Durwood broke your shower door. And so, y'all, after they had left and everything, I went in, and y'all, my perceived abilities were greater than my actual abilities, and y'all, I decided I was gonna fix that. And y'all, I took the top thing off and was lining up the doors and had the top bar sitting across, but it wasn't in place yet because the doors were just, they weren't in the right, quite the right area. And y'all, all of a sudden, the glass door started falling towards out of the shower towards the toilet. And y'all, I'm trying to hold them and they're moving. And so I'm grabbing the bar across the top. Of course, it's not connected. So y'all, here goes the two glass doors, the silver bar, and me falling out of the shower. The doors hit the toilet and the wall, put a big old scratch in the wall, knocked the toilet paper holder off. And Big Fatty hits one of the glass doors. Y'all, I got a big old chunk taken out of my shin. And my knee is just as, well, it was really sore. Y'all, I've got a bruise. Big Fatty, the old people bruise very easily. But y'all, I'm, miracle upon miracle, neither of the glass doors broke. And I am just, Big Fatty, they must be hurricane strength if they didn't break under your tonnage. So I just put the doors and the metal frame into the chair and took a picture Saturday morning and sent it to young Nicholas and to Durwood. I said, I'm going to need some help with this. And so y'all, young Nicholas came over and he got it all fixed and everything. And y'all, then it was time to put up the crematory.
It's Christmas time and time for a carol. Time to sing about the little king. To fill the bowl and roll out the barrel. Have ourselves a fling.
So y'all, young Nicholas is like a little kid at Crema. Y'all, he loves to decorate. He loves Crema. He loves to decorate. And so y'all, and you know, we got the new 9-foot stow and grow. So brought everything into the villa. And unboxed the stow and grow, and y'all, it came with its own storage bag. So the box has been disassembled, and it'll go in the recycling. But y'all, the stow and grow, it's quite a sight to see it engorge. But y'all got the tree up, and young Nicholas put the lights on the columns out front and the railings of the veranda, and decorated the bushes, and Big Fatty decorated the big bush in the back. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about your big bush in the back. And y'all put up the naughty tree. Y'all, it's quite festive this year. Had new garland for the naughty tree and everything. And y'all, there's a burl ive tree here in the studio. It's a aluminium with gold and silver decorations on it. We call it the silver and gold. Y'all, the only thing I need is I need a little Muppet, or not Muppet, but a little figurine of Burl Ives as the snowman from Rudolph to sit under it, and y'all, it'll all just be perfect. And after everything was decorated, and y'all, the eggnog was flowing on Saturday, and y'all, I'm going to have to replenish it. And let's see, what else was I going to say? Y'all, then we sat down, and y'all ordered a Swiggin' Swine. And y'all, it was just lovely. And did that, and then everybody went on their way. Y'all, I did not nipple walk on Saturday, but I'm going to tell you something. I got 10,000 steps just going back and forth here and there and decorating and all this kind of stuff. So anyway, y'all, Sunday I got up, had my coffee, read the paper. Y'all, I had one of those breakfast pizza pies that I told you about that I bought. And and y'all, I've then I was off. I had to run a couple of errands, y'all. I went to the you heard old Crooked Hat talk about it, the At Home store, and y'all, they had some lovely holly garlands. Big Fatty, is Holly Garland related to Judy? No. So y'all, I what I did is young Nicholas had wrapped lights around the post on the veranda, and y'all, I intertwined the holly garland in with that, y'all, and that way it looks nice during the daytime, and you know, it's not just the wires and the lights up there, but y'all, it looks really nice. And y'all, then I went to the Home Depot to try to get a repair, you know, kind of like a touch-up paint, because y'all, when the doors were falling, they ended up scraping the inside of the shear, you know, the fiberglass shear, and so I wanted to get some touch-up paint for that, and so y'all, they didn't have it, and so I had to go online and order it, and it'll be here Tuesday. Y'all, they're doing a free 30-day lesbian delivery service deal during grandma. So I signed up for it so I could get it for Tuesday. And y'all, then I did my nipple walk in the morning, went up around the big circle, and then I was ready for a second nipple walk after I had gone to the Home Depot and the At Home. And so y'all, I went around Fat Acres, and y'all, I'm happy to say that as of Sunday, there was 66 homes here in Fat Acres that are already decorated for grandma. So y'all, it's just gonna accelerate. Yes, Big Fatty. So anyway, like I say, it's beginning to look a lot like grandma. Yes, Big Fatty, everywhere you go, it's true. And y'all, by the way, I meant to mention this earlier when I was doing the census. y'all, Michael Fine is next. Yes, Big Fatty.
This is the part where Poodle doesn't eat some cake.
What happened?
Yeah, I see y'all at the beginning of today's little show. You heard old Conscience, oh dear, I see. And y'all, today, the day after Dickers is the celebration of exiting the birth canal. So y'all, I know Conscience had a Twitter account there at one time. I think it was called Vera's Conscience. But if not, the old gal's on the Twitter. So send Conscience some love via Vera. And y'all, that was Conscience at the beginning of today's little show. And Conscience, is there any little secret you want to tell us about the old gal?
She starts breathing really hard if I mention your name.
Well, you know, she did have that dream about Big Fatty's balls at one time.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.